Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the anointment of Saul as king by Samuel and how his prayer in the face of fear teaches us to trust God. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1. Then, from a flask he had with him, Samuel poured oil on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "The Lord anoints you ruler over his people Israel. You are the one who will govern the Lord's people and save them from the power of their enemies all around them."
So imagine this scene. You have Samuel, a well-respected prophet, and Saul, a modest man, standing together in the wilderness. It's just the two of them, surrounded by the vastness of nature. Samuel reaches into his flask and carefully pours the fragrant oil over Saul's head. This ceremonial act marks Saul as the chosen one, anointed by the Lord himself to lead and govern the people of Israel. As Samuel places a tender kiss on Saul's forehead, he speaks the powerful words of the Lord's anointing. Now, you might think this is a moment of great joy and triumph, but it's actually more complicated than that. The Israelites had been clamoring for a king for some time, despite Samuel's warnings about the consequences. Samuel wasn't exactly thrilled with their demand, but he understood that it was God's will. So, obediently, he carries out God's instructions. However, an interesting twist occurs here. Saul, the newly appointed king, is already feeling a sense of fear. As he stands in the open wilderness with Samuel by his side, they can see the Philistine camp looming in the distance. It's a daunting sight, and it's only natural for Saul to be scared. But the root of Saul's fear goes deeper than the immediate circumstances. It stems from his preoccupation with himself, rather than relying on the promises of the Lord. Saul allows his insecurities and anxieties to overshadow the fact that God has chosen and anointed him for a purpose. God will provide him with the strength and guidance to succeed. Later in the story, we see Saul cry out to God for help amidst his fear. He lifts his eyes heavenward, acknowledging that only the Lord can offer the assistance he needs. Saul pleads with God to save him, protect him from evil, and guide him through the battles he is about to face. This prayer reveals a mix of desperation and trust. Saul realizes that he cannot do this on his own and that he needs divine intervention. In his vulnerability, he turns to God, bearing his fears and seeking reassurance. Isn't it a powerful reminder for all of us? In times of uncertainty and fear, our natural instinct is often to turn inward, relying on our own strength and understanding. However, Saul's story teaches us that true strength comes from letting go of our fears and putting our trust in the Lord's promises. It's about lifting our eyes and hearts towards him, recognizing that he holds our destiny and will guide us through every battle. So let's take to heart Saul's prayer and follow his example of trust. Instead of being consumed by fear, let's look to God for help and guidance. It is in him that we find true strength and the power to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. Remember, just like Saul, we are not alone in our journey. God is with us, ready to provide the strength and support we need. So let's embrace his promises, lift our eyes towards heaven, and trust that he will lead us through every challenge we face. With God by our side, we can face anything.
Friends, before we close, let's offer a prayer. Lord, as we reflect on the anointing of Saul and his subsequent prayer in the wilderness, we are reminded of our own struggles and fears. Like Saul, we often find ourselves facing daunting challenges that stir up feelings of uncertainty and anxiety. Yet, Lord, we know that you are always with us, guiding us and giving us strength. Just as you anointed Saul for a purpose, we trust that you have a plan for each of us. Help us to surrender our fears and insecurities to you, knowing that your promises are true and your presence is constant. When we feel overwhelmed, may we follow Saul's example and lift our eyes to you in prayer. Give us the courage to pour out our hearts before you, trusting that you will hear and answer us according to your perfect will. Lord, help us to rely not on our own understanding, but on your unfailing love and faithfulness. Teach us to walk in obedience and faith, knowing that you are always working for our good, even in the midst of trials and uncertainties. Thank you, Lord, for being our strength and our refuge. May we find peace and assurance in your presence now and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we conclude our time together, may blessings abound in our lives, guiding our steps and filling our days with joy, peace, and purpose. Let us remember to look to the Lord for strength in times of fear and uncertainty, trusting in His faithfulness and provision. As we part ways, may we continue to uplift and encourage one another, spreading kindness and love wherever we go. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all, now and forevermore. Farewell, friends, and may God's richest blessings be upon you.